beginning of the daf, Masechta Zavei Dazara, daf Lamed Tes, beginning of the beginning of the Tes, Masechta, beginning of the word of the Gemara, Hasmidim Mamashe, that the Gemara explained that the pickling of a non-Jew is permitted to eat according to Yechanan, even though the guy makes him wine, whereas the Murius, the fish sauce according to Meir, is forbidden to have anah because they mix in wine. Because by Murius, the substance of the wine is recognizable, but by pickling, the wine is not mixed into the pickling itself, only in the gravy, and therefore, the pickling is permitted to, is more lenient, than that of, the Murius. So it's Taisa, and I'm going to say, wait a second. Take Shalei Kankanim. Why did you ask about jugs? The Lady Mamashin, where you don't recognize, the substance, that the wine that gets emitted from the jug is not recognizable, the bleas. And yet, Rosh Remeir, still we have, on the Chaptesam Beis Remeir says, it is forbidden, to have even Hana. Why? So that doesn't work well. What the Gemara's answer here is, Beishavim says, you can say it's not the Hasma, but they give the Nivla Yamanak Kakanim, Bishal Yisrael, since the wine is emitted from the jugs into the Jewish person's wine, have a Kamei Ben. So it's visible. It's like almost like the substance is recognizable. But when wine goes into the pickling juice, it's actually not recognizable. Because the wine gets nullified in the pickling juice. Well, the night preachers, and this we explained previously in the Flambism, not the Mesh of Baha. So Yasser Meir Kankanim, their mayor does not say that the jugs is forbidden. It's actually Nicha. So actually, for sure, that's going to make sense. That the Tosafot explains, the Remeir does not make the jugs themselves forbidden, only the wine that's inside of them. That's the case. You see, the Gemara, Remeir does not make forbidden only something that's recognizable substance of the Issa. Therefore, by Kankanim, he actually does not make the Kankanim themselves forbidden, only the wine that is, emitted from them. I think the Tosafot, the word the Gemara, Emma Achshav, doesn't have right now, but it's going to end up having the scales and fits at a point in time. That's kosher. I'm going to read the research, of course, the Darish, he expounds the words Ein Loi. If it doesn't have a scales and fins, that you read it ain ayin loy, look into it. Claim in other words, ayin love, look into him. Immediately, actually, if it has right now, us like God, lachas man, or end up having later on, as vachid hashem yivam is similarly digma dashin davcha beis and beis or ben ayin loy. He doesn't have a son, meaning ayin loy, look into him. Meaning to say that even though he doesn't have right now, but look into it that if you're gonna have at another point in time. The halacha of the oven. That, check whatever son, even the mamzer, you know, something, you know, they gotta look into it even further. That's the same idea over here. That, like, ultimately have at some point. I think this matter, but the word, the gemara, and the manik is tamit, tar, tamit. The non-kosher one on land is kosher in the sea, and the kosher one is on land is non-kosher in the sea. So, it's like, seemingly, look, you have high semana. This mnemonic is not a general. Ruling for all ilahani tre mini. It's just for these two types, achamer batura, for the donkey and for the ox. But for the other species loy, that wouldn't be general rule. The whole peg basic condition, condition of memal hamal hamar rabba. He says malach hamar. The Gemara says rabba malach shibuta. Rabba would salt the fish for Shabbos. Now shibuta bu ayis shal yam. That's actually the sea goat. The kedam peg probably Gemara says baba man of non hey manav hinnig be izav shibuta mayav what's halacha if you take the sea goat and the sea land and the goat from land is that halacha of you know of two different types of animals but the point is that that's something that's kosher on land and on sea and therefore obviously it's not a general rule. Next says matzah begin Gemara halacha gets in Rashi. This Rashi is girsa in the Gemara like we have shmar nuna shari that's permitted kadash nuna that's also forbidden. So manech and manik is kedush l'Hashem. Which that means to say what, you know, the one that has the word kaidish, that's forbidden. That's like for Hashem, not for us. Vigitamid. Those that say kvar nuna asr, that's besamanech and the manik is kibri of the kachavim, that the graves of the non-Jews, like it's betame, you know, so it's forbidden. But bin chalal gars ipcha, bin chalal gears is the opposite. Shvar nun is asr, kadash nun is shari, that's one permitted. Besamanech and the manik, the pasig and yermi is kaidish, is all Hashem kalim, in other words, Hashem etir, l'am, Hashem permits it for his people. So the one with kadash nun is actually the permitted one. Vigitamid. Those that say kvar nun is shari, and here it's again shari. The graves of non-Jews, because they're actually in Matam Ba'oil, in contrast to a Jewish grave. So, in other words, in the Tum, it's not impure, meaning it's actually kosher, the one of Kvan Nuna. It actually sounds like this from the Gemara later on. The Ma'isa, the Gemara brings that story, the Isa, that they brought that fish to Domel Shvan Nuna. There was someone to Shvan Nuna. And it brings a bus of the Domel Chipushabalitzluch, the Dogim Tmeim, and those were non-kosher ones. Mashmah sounds like that this is a third in the series, the Shran Nun and Namadag Tmeim, that was also non-kosher. Well, that works only because they're Ben Chananel, not the Girsa of Rashi. It says not to begin the Gemara. Agav churfe the chiltasa, because it's sharp. It's going to be giving it a good taste. You can say, wait a second, it's still gross agla beklipa. Why saying the whole thing is forbidden? Why don't you say you have to take off appeals? Why? Because I'm like the Marsa the Kulna Khazman base. When you slaughter with a knife, that's not kosher. So okay, you take off appeals with, but not the whole thing's forbidden. The churfid the chiltasa, because the sharpness of this vegetable, chiltasa balatve, it absorbs even more. And when they sag beklip, it's not enough just to take off appeals with. Somebody explained Kamaikin that actually the same thing would be the basal kaflud. So to onions and kaflud, this leek would also have the same halacha to this chiltas. So next put the sack and become if it's slaughtered with a non kosher knife. The lay the beklipa, it's not enough to take up pills with agav chufa, but because of its sharpness, it absorbs even more. Which so it said Vishmati Bishem Adam, I heard the name of the mayor, the Chiltasa Davka. No, that's specifically the granite chiltas, the Chav Tfei, it's more sharp. Lebots of a kaflet. And that would not include the kaflet, this, which we had, this kaflet, this leek. And onions, they're sharp, but not as sharp. And it says, Master Begin, the Gemara, the Gemara, Amar Rab says, Chavis, the acronym Chavis, B'chesim Echad Aser, with one seal is forbidden. It has to have two seals. Pesh Rashi explains, because Lefisha the Mimikom, these items are very expensive, and he's going to tamper with it to exchange it, you got to have two seals. He would say that actually no. Because here these things, the actual prohibited item is being exchanged, an actual item itself. These are only mixtures, and for a mixture, that's not as stringent. Don't say the reason is like Rashi because of what's more expensive. Because Murius, which is in the second list, which is enough with one seal, the Meyukamiyin, it's actually more expensive than wine, as we said in the previous daf. And so why would wine need two seals and Murius only one? But since it's Ve'inil Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda does not agree to this. The Avada, because most definitely, of course, there are many places, Shayan Yoker, Yesu, that wine is more expensive than Mori, because I'm a lelik, Mosin of Lamadal Mabez, Kista the Muryas, Baluma, and Kista the Chamra Bidal Lume, meaning there are places that wine is four times the price. Lakach Nerul Yesu Tam Rashi. No, therefore he likes Rashi's Pshat better. The Pirish that explains the Shum Yoker because of they're expensive. That's actually sounds shortly from the comment. The Gemara says, "What's the different cheese? He's not going to go through the effort and forge regarding bread. The because if he has by him kihai, the same thing. He wouldn't put in the effort and exchange it and forge it. So you see, it's because of like what has value, and if it does sound like that, the concerns are the way Rashi says it."